Strategic alliances. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines a strategic alliance as a relationship formed by two or more organizations that share proprietary information, participate in joint investments, and develop linked and common processes to increase the performance of both companies. Many organizations form strategic alliances to increase the performance of their common supply chain. Over time, there is alliance development, which is defined in the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary as strengthening the capabilities of a key supplier. Strategic alliances can entail interaction between many functions, such as engineering, marketing, production planning, inventory, or quality management. Goals for these relationships may include cost reduction, quality improvement, better delivery performance, increased flexibility, or new product introduction. Alliances need to be flexible, and each partner must bring value to the relationship relative to the scope of collaboration. Exhibit 6-11 emphasizes the difference between traditional purchaser-supplier relationships and strategic alliances. The butterfly shape depicts traditional relationships where there is one point of interaction between partners, typically those people making buying decisions and the supplier's sales representative. The diamond represents the multiple points of interaction in a strategic alliance. Exhibit 6-11. Traditional purchaser-supplier relationship versus strategic alliance. Source: The Practice of Supply Chain Management, Terry P. Harrison, Hao L. Lee, and John J. Neal, Editors. Alliances should not be confused with joint ventures. A joint venture, JV, is defined in the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary as a separate entity created by two or more organizations through shared ownership risk and returns to accomplish a specific business objective. In joint ventures, the parties typically agree to create a new entity by both contributing equity, and they then share in the revenues, expenses, and control of the enterprise. The venture can be for one specific project only or a continuing business relationship. In contrast, a strategic alliance involves no equity stake by the participants and is a much less rigid arrangement. This area covers some characteristics of successful strategic alliances. It also examines reasons to form alliances, factors that must be considered in deciding to form an alliance, and the commitment required for a successful alliance. Characteristics of successful alliances. Successful alliances are more than the exchange of goods and services. They are true relationships, and the relationship side of the alliance must be as carefully managed as its business objectives. Rosabeth Moskanter has compared effective alliances between organizations to successful family relationships. They both require flexibility, listening, and involvement. The most effective supplier relationships have similar characteristics. Individual excellence. Each partner has something to offer. The motive for the partnership is to pursue opportunity rather than to escape a problem. Interdependence. The partners' strengths are complementary. Although excellent individually, they are stronger as a partnership than they are individually. Importance. The alliance figures significantly into each partner's business goals and strategies. Investment. The partners' commitment to the relationship is evidenced by their investment of time, personnel, and resources. Information. Communications are open, and both sides are honest and generous in providing information. Partners actively listen to each other. Integration. The partners have many connections and shared operational procedures at different levels. Effective partners develop a strategy to help determine the appropriate level of supplier integration based on their situations. The integration provides supply chain visibility without sacrificing autonomy. Institutionalization. The alliance is given formal status with clear objectives and procedures. Integrity. Trust is an intangible but vital element of an alliance. Partners in effective supplier relationships do not violate that trust. Interpersonal skills. Even with technological advances that have changed the way we communicate in the workplace, basic interpersonal skills remain a critical component in building and sustaining a successful supplier relationship. People often get things done in teams by working with each other. Without good interpersonal skills, relationships can falter and fail. Interpersonal skills are especially important in culturally dissimilar global supply chains where people have differing perspectives of what is and is not appropriate. Reasons to form strategic alliances. Reasons to form strategic alliances include the following. To add value to products. When an alliance improves time to market, gets product into the hands of customers more quickly, or helps ensure quality, it increases customer satisfaction, which leads in turn to greater customer loyalty and more lifetime customers. For example, a key supply chain issue is the selection of appropriate suppliers for the components of a new product. In the past, suppliers were selected after the design and manufacturing engineers determined the final design for the product. However, organizations have realized significant benefits when involving suppliers in the design process, including a decline in purchase material costs, an increase in purchase material quality, a decline in development and manufacturing time and cost, and an increase in final product technology levels. Similarly, a strategy for mass customization will give organizations a competitive advantage, but it requires the delivery of a wide variety of customized goods or services quickly and efficiently at a low cost. Early supplier involvement is critical to maximizing the potential of this strategy. To enable strategic growth, alliances may enable organizations to combine resources to overcome barriers to entry and search for and develop new opportunities. Strategic alliances are common now in the pharmaceutical sector, where small biotech companies have the expertise to identify and develop innovative products, but lack the resources to test and market new drugs. By partnering, the biotech companies help their own businesses grow and the larger companies gain new product to support their brand and their infrastructure of development, marketing, and sales personnel. To increase market access, partnerships that lead to better advertising or increased access to new market channels can be beneficial. For example, an appliance manufacturer who previously specialized in residential kitchen appliances might team with a manufacturer of professional kitchen equipment to design new equipment. The residential company gains valuable design input that helps it develop new and more profitable lines for serious home cooks. To strengthen operations, building alliances between organizations can help improve operations by lowering system costs and using resources more effectively. For example, a summer garden tools manufacturer and a winter sporting goods manufacturer could share a warehouse to save on storage costs. To increase organizational expertise, working with a partner that has expertise in a certain area can lead to increased knowledge and experience that will benefit the organization. To build organizational skills, strategic alliances provide an excellent opportunity for learning within the organization. Not only will organizations learn from each other, they will also learn more about themselves and become more adaptable. To enhance financial strength, alliances can help improve overall financial position by increasing revenue while sharing administrative costs. To better manage risk, alliances can enable sharing of risks among those partners best equipped to mitigate or avoid the risk. When searching for a sourcing relationship, organizations should consider the depth of suppliers' competencies, their ability to deliver required services, product and service quality, capacity for innovation, willingness to collaborate, and, probably most important, customer focus. The ability to predict, appreciate, and deliver customer satisfaction drives the modern supply chain. Factors to consider in deciding to form strategic alliances. Alliances may have limitations. The consolidation of the supplier base may decrease the economic effects of competition. Alliances that dominate the marketplace can dull the competitive edge. Some alliances dull their organization's core competencies. Not every relationship should be collaborative, and organizations will continue to keep some suppliers at arm's length. Organizations seeking alliances with suppliers must consider the following. Strategic importance. While the organization should develop the in-house manufacturing capabilities for a component critical to competitive differentiation that may require proprietary knowledge or processes, manufacturing the component may call for expertise that lies outside its core competencies. In such cases, it should form a close alliance with a supplier who does have this core competency. Strategic services can also be assessed for their importance and whether they are core competencies. Number of suppliers. How many suppliers can provide the component or service? If only one supplier is available, the organization may need to maintain a close relationship with that supplier to ensure availability. A strategic alliance may provide opportunities to co-develop new components that could provide competitive differentiation. Complexity. Complexity refers to the interfaces between the component procured and the final product, as well as the complexity of the supply chain itself. The more complex the relationship between the component and the final product, the more value there will be in collaborative design. The more value added points in the supply channel, the greater the opportunities for efficient management of supply and demand and SRM. Uncertainty. Uncertainty in supply includes changes in raw material or component cost, quality, or availability that can block a business from meeting its goals. Managing uncertainty by purchasing in excess or gambling on quality can be costly strategies. If a sourcing relationship has the potential to jeopardize attaining business objectives, the buying company should develop a closer relationship with that supplier or find a different slash alternate supplier. New relationships. If a supplier is new, especially one located in a region where the company is unfamiliar, the alliance must be managed carefully in the beginning until processes and working relationships are established. Commitment required for successful alliances. Despite their benefits, many strategic alliances fail. One of the main reasons is that the organizations involved may not understand the true purpose of the alliance. An alliance is an interaction between two or more organizations, and instead, the organizations may treat it like a merger or an acquisition. Although there may be similarities, a merger is an event and an alliance is a process that requires continual monitoring and attention. Organizations that view alliances as events focus too much on the contract or on making the deal. Once the deal has been made or sold, the focus fades and the alliance may suffer. Alliances may fail for other reasons: immature technology, uncertain marketplaces, shifts in corporate strategy, or external forces beyond the control of the alliance partners. Often, these reasons mask underlying problems in the alliance, such as ineffective management, inadequate resources and staffing, and a failure to honor commitments. Alliances may also fail if companies are too quick to partner with global suppliers without understanding cultural and process differences, especially when working with suppliers in new regions of the world. Any supplier relationship will, in the normal course of events, undergo so many stresses, strains, and challenges that it is bound to fail unless each partner is thoroughly committed to its success. That general commitment to the success of the alliance must translate into specific kinds of commitment, each born of necessity. Commitment to change. The commitment to change begins by recognizing that several key developments have united to ensure that constant change is inevitable in today's supply chain. For example, the high cost of inventory, shrinking margins due to online sellers and superstore discounters, shorter product life cycles, software that inundates trading partners with data, and the internet, which gives consumers a tremendous new array of choices. Pressure for and from change will grow more unyielding in the future. Technology aside, the customer will dictate how a company goes to market, and the winning supply chains will be those that can constantly reinvent themselves to match changing customer needs and wants. Even without these forces at work, entering any alliance will result in changes in each partner organization. No two companies work the same way, so some adjustments are inevitable. The dynamics of today's marketplace have made clear that no single restructuring of methodologies or processes will withstand the ongoing changes of the marketplace. Rather, it is a process requiring continuous improvement. What is needed, then, is mutual commitment to ongoing change and recognition that change can take place incrementally, not just in colossal jumps. Organizations are realizing that making adjustments in response to changes in the priorities and strategies of supply chain partners is essential to the long-term success of the alliance. Of course, getting people to change without a crisis driving it can be difficult. The key is to keep moving forward. Commitment to relationship. Relationship commitment refers to a supply chain partner believing that an ongoing relationship with another organization is so important that maximum efforts are warranted in maintaining it. In fact, anything less than that maximum commitment isn't really cost-effective. Significant time and resources are necessary to establish any alliance with a supply chain partner. As with customer relationships, developing a new alliance is more costly than retaining an existing one. Committing additional resources to foster a healthy, long-term commitment is thus well worth the ongoing investment. In order to ensure long-term success with supply chain partners, a systematic process for developing and maintaining the relationship is necessary. To ensure ongoing effective and efficient collaboration, organizations create common models, techniques, and expectations for spotting, diagnosing, managing, and learning from conflict. Structured methods for managing information flow. Structure for decision making, including who will make decisions, who must be consulted versus just informed, and how the decisions will be communicated throughout the partnering organizations. Successful organizations conduct periodic tests to review the quality of their working relationships. This process allows them to gauge the strength of each alliance, spot and diagnose current or emerging issues, and identify potential opportunities to enhance the alliance. The tools used to assess the relationship may include online surveys and personal interviews. Those who interpret the responses follow guidelines for resolving the various types of interpersonal, strategic, structural, or organizational problems they uncover. Commitment to communication. Open and continuous communication regarding joint objectives is vital to a successful supply chain relationship. Merely sharing data is not enough. What is necessary is a dynamic environment in which information flows in both directions on a real-time basis. Effective collaboration entails interaction at all points throughout the supply chain and well beyond the initial establishment of trading partnerships. It must involve everything from the design and introduction of new products to sales and marketing data management, order planning and fulfillment, and after-sales service. Successful organizations promote the free flow of information among trading partners. The ideal collaborative relationship consists of supply chain partners who mutually decide on the value of a piece of information, develop it jointly, measure their performance against it, and are paid accordingly.